It's 825 WSGW on your morning team show. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, you online, on air. WSGW.com, 100.5 and 790 News Radio WSGW. Siri and Alexa also being used as far as being able to access what we do on air.
Somber music.
Well, it's for a somber story. Unfortunately, we had a couple more musicians that we were noting this morning that passed away. Now, what do I know about Ellis Marsalis Jr., who was the family patriarch of a family that produced so many great musicians? You know, Winston and Branford Marsalis, his sons. This is Ellis Marsalis himself. He had passed away from complications from coronavirus. He was 85. So I just went to YouTube and he's 85. He was 85. What you're hearing is what he did when he was playing at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Center 2 years ago when he was 83.
Yeah.
How about that?
He was involved with Harry Connick Jr. and the Marsalis brothers in building a music school in the Ninth Ward after Katrina.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We stopped by there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, very famous in the New Orleans music
Absolutely.
Scene. In fact, as I understand it, that was his life. While others might have gone and moved on, he stayed there to do his business of, well, playing and teaching and promoting.
What they did was build homes for musicians in New Orleans. Really? That whole area surrounding that school and that that institution is all these homes that were built for New Orleans musicians after Katrina.
Wow.
It's a beautiful area.
Well, one of the, in fact, it was the mayor of New Orleans who, in a statement, said, Ellis Marsalis was a legend. He was the prototype of what we mean when we talk about New Orleans jazz.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, pretty high honor.
That's pretty it. So we wanted to make sure we made a note of that before this morning here on WSGW on your morning team show. And thanks for that update, Art Lewis. That's cool that you had a chance to see that firsthand.
Yep, we did it on purpose. Harry Connick Jr. had a TV show for quite a while, for a couple of years, and he would talk about it. So the last time we were down there on our own, not the last time we were down, but before that, we decided to drive out. The purpose of driving out, we wanted to see if it was open and make a donation, and it wasn't open at the time. But it was a very nice neighborhood. I mean, these beautiful homes, multicolored buildings that they built for all the musicians.
Connick often talked about New Orleans when he was a judge on American Idol.
Yeah, well, that's his
home.
Yeah. That's his hometown.
Right.
Met his dad once on a river cruise many years ago. His dad was on board the ship performing in one of the stops. And they really are the heart and soul of New Orleans, and music is everything down there.
Well, that's some great name.
Music and food.
Yeah. Well, yes. If it's New Orleans, it's tough to find a better place for both than New Orleans. Wow. Well, that's very cool.
Put music and food together, and you've got a party.
Yeah.
Which also New Orleans is known for.
That's right.
Just a little bit.